Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
Pentecostal experience is not something that was invented at the Vatican or in Springfield, Missouri, where the headquarters of the Assembly of God is. But it originated in the word of the Lord. The word Pentecost literally means 50th. And so the feast of Pentecost, or the feast of harvest, is 50 days after the law was given. And then on the day of Pentecost, it was 50 days after Easter. So it means the 50th day. It's called the Spirit of Harvest. Everything you need in your life can be resolved by a harvest. When you work all week and you get paid on Friday, that's your harvest for working. Everything you need is a harvest. And so this Pentecostal experience that happened in the Word of God that I've just read you is a supernatural thing. Now, it's been misconstrued, it's been exaggerated, it's been twisted, it's been deformed in the Appalachian part of this nation. I don't know whether it's prominent anywhere else, but in that area, there are a lot of people that are sweet people, well-meaning people, but they are totally uneducated, illiterate people, and so under the banner of Pentecost, they handle snakes. Because there's a scripture that they shall take up serpents, and they literally interpret that. The interpretation of that is where the Apostle Paul was bringing firewood to the fire, and a serpent came out and bit his hand, and he shook it off, and it fell into the fire. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that you handle snakes. It doesn't mean you take up serpents in that way. If you were here probably 15 years ago, I was picking up some hay at the ranch I had at Sweet Home. It's out by Seguin. I picked up some loose hay in the alleyway of my barn, and when I did, a little rattlesnake came out and bit me right on the hand. And that affected me about like a bee sting would. I finally had here at the church, there was two or three doctors here, and they looked at it and said, well, there's nothing to do for it now. It's been 3 days. But it didn't affect me almost not at all. So that's what it's talking about. It's not talking about taking up snakes. It's not talking about taking up serpents in that way. It's talking about God will protect you. It also said you'll drink poison. That doesn't mean that we should drink poison. It does mean that in Texarkana, Texas, in a church that I'm familiar with, that an atheist came in and put poison in the baby's bottles in that service, and none of the babies were affected. And when that atheist saw that, he gave his life to Jesus and got filled with the Holy Spirit. But it wasn't a planned thing where they drank poison, hoping not to die. So the point is this: the supernatural power of God is given to us according to the scripture. The problem with America is not Joe Biden. The problem with America is not Donald Trump. The problem with America is a powerless church. When the church becomes the church, it changes the society. That came out of the church. Preacher came out of the church. But a supernatural church. The church must be empowered. Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, and he said, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? You began in the spirit, and now do you think you will be perfected in the flesh? More than anything else in the church, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is supernatural. The Holy Spirit heals the sick. The Holy Spirit breaks shackles and chains. And there are great proponents of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. Jeremiah talked about it. Ezekiel talked about it. They talked about having a new heart and God writing on the heart. They talked about a stammering lip and another tongue. The Apostle Peter was a great proponent of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul talked greatly about it. But the greatest proponent for the Holy Spirit was Jesus Christ. He said, after I am gone away, you shall have, and I shall send, another comforter. And that's God's plan. To understand the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to understand a little bit about church history, about the Bible. The Bible is an amazing, amazing book. The Old Testament is the history of God dealing with man. God's going to have a people. God's going to have a church. The Old Testament is God dealing with Israel. Abraham was the father of Israel. He was a man of faith. And so the Old Testament is just that. It's the history of Israel with a few prophecies and promises of the church. And so when we understand that and we read that, we understand that's God dealing with Israel. When you go to the Gospels, so many people think that's a picture of the church. The church had not yet begun in the Gospels. The Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are eyewitness accounts of Christ's birth, Christ's life, and Christ's ministry. 33 and a half years he lived. And so that's what the Gospels are about. The book of Acts are the Acts of the Apostles, are the Acts of the Holy Spirit. In order to understand the Bible, you need to get that understanding. And then the rest of the Bible are the epistles written to the church. And you have to understand that everybody that it was written to was a Spirit-filled Christian. All the epistles were written to Spirit-filled Christians. One of the problems we have today is the church is trying to disciple people that are not filled with the Spirit of God. You cannot become what God wants you to be without His Spirit. And so it's God's plan to fill you with His Spirit. The Bible teaches us about believing. You know, we're taught that if you accept Christ and become a believer, that is the end of all Christianity. But the truth is, it's the beginning. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. It is the will of God for every believer to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. What's wrong with America is we have a powerless church that's not affecting our generation. The Bible said about the disciples that they were said, they that have turned the world upside down have come hither. We are supposed to be so powerful that we turn the world upside down. And the world knows a church that is anemic and powerless, that we're just like the world. Folks, we must be empowered with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power. When you believe on Christ, Jesus said, ask the Father in my name for the Holy Spirit, and he will give you the Holy Spirit quicker than a father will give bread to his hungry son. The Holy Spirit is not something we add on. It is the engine of the church. The Holy Spirit is available if we will ask for it. The Holy Spirit's in this room right now. I want us to lift our hands, and I want everybody in this building to say, Father, pour out the Holy Spirit in this room today. In Jesus' name. Father, pour out the Holy Spirit in this room today. Every problem you face can be resolved by the Holy Ghost. The promise of the Holy Ghost is given to us, and not just to the apostles, but the Bible said this promise is unto you and your children and all that are far off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to do a work in this room right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lord Jesus, have your way. In the name of Jesus, God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit. We need to seek the Holy Spirit right now. Father, in your name, Holy Spirit, have your way. Lord Jesus, what I want to happen in this room, I want everybody in this building that will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to walk to the front of this church. And I want you to lift your hands and I want you to say, God, I want you to baptize me. Renew me with the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you do that? Just lift your hands.